A playoffs edition of our weekly conversation with General Manager Rick Smith, and the Texans travel to New England. First things first, how underrated, how overrated, how accurately rated, where on the spectrum do things fall when you talk about the last time around in New England versus this time around?
Well, as it pertains to actually playing the football game, it has no relevance, really. When you talk about logistics, when you talk about the fact that we just recently stayed in the hotel, we just recently took the escort to the stadium, our guys are familiar with the surroundings, that kind of stuff, it's helpful. They understand the environment and how intimidating that environment can be. And so all those kind of things, the familiarity piece with the travel and the logistics, might be a little bit of a benefit. But beyond that, it's the playoffs, and it's an intense time of the year, and our guys know that we've got to play our best in order to go up there and beat a football team that has a lot of experience in the playoffs, obviously, in championships, and that's where we're trying to go. And if we're going to get there, we've got to go to environments and places like this and play well and take care of the football, play our brand of football that we've talked about very oftentimes on these broadcasts. And if we do that, we've got a chance to go win.
Texans brand of football helped out certainly by the return of Derek Newton on offense at right tackle, as well as Brooks Reed, outside linebacker. Brooks Reed has as many sacks over the last two postseasons as anybody. He's tied with J.J. Watt with 4.5. What sort of flexibility do they give the opposing sides?
Well, yeah, it's obviously a good thing. You got one of our more productive players that's back, and so obviously when he was out, we missed him. And we've got to do a better job this time around of pressuring Tom Brady, and certainly Brooks will help in that respect.
Reggie Herring and the Texans have had at least four different inside linebacker combinations this season. Had some tough luck there injury-wise. What have you seen from that spot basically over the last week or so?
Well, and you're right. I mean, it seems like, we've been fairly fortunate with injuries this year. It seems like when we've had a run of injuries, they've been at one particular position. But I think our guys have done a nice job of responding. I think we were fortunate, when we were able to add a guy like Barry Rood, who has the experience, who's played in big games and is a veteran and understands our defense. And so to get him and have him in the system has been, been helpful for us. And obviously the guy who's been there through thick and thin has been Brady James and has done a good job for us. And so, it was unfortunate for Darryl because I thought he had gone through so much to get back from the injuries and was playing at a very high level, to be honest with you. And, for him to get another injury and sustain another injury and have to be placed on IR again, it was disappointing for him. But that's part of football. We've got to continue to, to whatever the adversity is, part of this league and part of this game and winning a championship is you've got to be battle tested. And, a lot of people didn't like the way the season ended, but for us it was really, an example of how you've got to be able to fight through adversity and still rise up. And I think our team is battle tested. I think, the experience that we had in New England will serve us well when we go back. So all those things that happen over the course of a season, dealing with injuries, dealing with losses, and all those various things and adversity that you have to go through, I think help you this time of the year.
No doubt. You talk about Texans football, certainly Arian Foster and J.J. Watt and what they did in the playoffs play into that. Not as much attention has been given to what cornerback Jonathan Joseph did against the Bengals. What did you think of what you saw?
Well, I think, number one, I think he's healthy again. I think he's all the way back, and I think he's one of the top cover corners in the NFL. I mean, he's a two-time Pro Bowler now, and I think he's starting to get the recognition that he deserves, and I think he's playing at an extremely high level.
As a talent evaluator, let's wrap things up with your view of Notre Dame versus Alabama from Tuesday night. What did you see there talent-wise on the field with those two teams?
Well, just an incredible amount of talent, when you look at it. I mean, I think we talked about the fact that I had gone over to Atlanta before our Tennessee game to watch the SEC championship game, and just the talent on the field, very similar to what it was last night. Just a tremendous football game. I will say this, Nick Saban and the job that he's done at the University of Alabama is just incredible. And he continues to press a standard and have people meet that standard. And it's difficult to do when you have had some success and you got young players that, freshmen and sophomore and guys that are coming into a program, and to have those guys raise their level to what he's expecting them to do and perform the way that they do it, it's impressive.
Good stuff. Let's talk again next week. Sound good?
Sound great.
All right, General Manager Rick Smith.